The holy letter is letter number 978 in the volume 4, and this is already dated Yud Beis Nissan, the 12th day of Nissan. In the year Tovshin Dalla Brokim, this is the Rebbe writing to a family relative of his. His name is Yosef Chaim Shloima, with the last name of Schneerson. I'm not sure on that, but Rebbe says my relative. And the Rebbe opens up with peace and blessings, and in response of your notification of the wedding of your granddaughter, Rivka Tichya, I'm going to bless you with a blessing of Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. They should build their home on the foundation of Torah Mitzvahs as they have been articulated in the teaching of Chassidus and their parents and the other family members should have lots of, that's maybe their grandparents, of even Skenum, and their parents and grandparents should have and see from them many physical and spiritual nachas. And also a Mazel Tov, a blessing of Mazel Tov, and a wishing for a kosher and happy Passover. And the Rebbe says, as a gift, as a wedding gift, or they used to call it a drasha geshank. That's a gift for the drasha. You know, the chosn gives the dvar Torah, so they give it a drasha geshank. It's a gift for the drasha. So the Rebbe sends him a certificate for a package. I'm not sure what that means. A certificate
for a package. For a
package. What?
A gift certificate.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Yeah, maybe it gives him.
Probably
some certificate lechavila. I don't know. Rabbi says, in response to your question, where did the Tzemach Tzedek rule about wearing a watch in Shabbos? He says, Rabbi says, I haven't heard about this, and it seems to me that in his printed works there isn't such a thing. The Rabbi knew every single response of the Tzemach Tzedek, you know. He says, Rebbe doesn't say nothing with certainty. He says, it seems to me that it's not in the printed one of the Tzemach Tzedek's. Perhaps the Rebbe says there is some sort of a tradition, an oral tradition, but it's not printed.
In those days, they didn't have wristwatches, they only had pocket watches.
Right.
No, well, who said that? I'm not sure.
But that's a little bit different.
I know they used to have those fancy,
They used to put them on the vests.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I don't know. This looks like...
Until the early 1900s, was a wristwatch came about.
Rabbi Miller says the clip-on sunglasses are considered carrying.
What about the glasses?
Yeah. Number two, the Rebbe says to him like this, how is it possible that Shabbos, yes, should be blessing the days that preceded it? How could you bless what's already passed? I think the question is. So he says this is similar to what the sanctity of Shabbos, as far as many regards to many various different items, begins from before Shabbos, and there's also some things before even midday. And as far as this particular question, this case, the Rebbe sends him to Mishnah's Chassidim in Masechet Yom Revi Pirim Shemben, and the other places in the Shakavan Pri Chaim, and also in Siddur Yavitz. What we don't say V'inoyam when Yontev is in that week, because the Kedusha of Yontev protects on what precedes it. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, the Rebbe is here. I mean, we're talking about is answering him every Kabbalah, you know, and the Rebbe is telling him all the sources in the Kabbalah, and they were in the Kabbalistic writings. The Rebbe is referencing all of them. But the Rebbe brings an interesting thing over here. You know, on Shabbos, Saturday night, we say a special prayer, V'inoyim. And the reason we say that V'inoyim, that has to do also because the souls after Shabbos go back to purgatory. During Shabbos, they're taken out. And after Shabbos, those souls that are in purgatory, they go back. So you say a special prayer for them in the V'inoyim. But if Yom Tov comes out during that week, we don't say V'inoyim. Why? So he says because that Yom Tov that's going to be in that week protects them on the past. So the Rebbe said this whole concept that something that follows should be able to protect the past is something that we find, so don't be surprised about that.